Welcome to this week's episode of Auburn Unleashed, following the Tigers' win over Arkansas State. Our coach is Gus Malzahn's former team. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Adam, how you doing today?
I'm great. We are recording live on location at the Over the Mountain Touchdown Club. There might be some noise in the background, but we are coming from the Over the Mountain Touchdown Club at Rogue Tavern. Tonight's guest speaker at the Touchdown Club is head coach Larry Blakeney with the Trojans. I almost said Troy State, but is he correct?
We accept all Troy Staters.
It is now Troy University, and Jim, I believe you know Coach Blakeney from your days at Auburn.
Yes, Coach Blakeney and I. Coach Blakeney and I spent some time together at Auburn. We went to the library a lot and studied and stuff like that. Mainly what we did together.
And we also have Gilbert Sellers, who flew him up here, and Gilbert was an Auburn Tiger as well.
Yes, Gilbert was down there when I was down there, too. Gilbert's a great Auburn man, and he flew old Larry up here, and now that we know he's a pilot, he can fly us around, too, Adam.
No question.
Well, glad you guys are joining us here. Well,
thank you. It's good to be with y'all. It really is.
Coach,
one thing I might ought to say, Adam, you said from the Touchdown Club, Rogue Tavern, like that's their normal place. Let's maybe correct that. Is this where the Touchdown Club always meets?
Well, we haven't been meeting here previously. We've been meeting at the Hilton Hotel out toward the Colonnade in Birmingham. But for the 2013-2014 year, Rogue Tavern is the home.
Well, I was just, in case my wife listens, I ain't supposed to be in no bar or nothing.
Well, I'm kind of interested in what Coach has to say for Auburn right now. Coach, it's a unique circumstance. Auburn just beat Arkansas State,
right?
And Troy University is playing them this coming Thursday.
Well, that's true. They're the champion. They're the champion of our league the last 2 years. You know, before that, we were the champion of our league for five straight years, and we've sort of been had a couple of off years here, and but. You know, as far as Auburn, I'm really pleased with Gus Malzahn. I know him well. We've competed against each other. I followed him and watched him, played golf with him at some of these meetings. But good guy and a very, very astute football man. And I think he did a great job hiring staff. He hired experience. He hired Rodney, an Auburn guy. He hired some guys that had coached in some mighty good places as coordinators, and so I'm very optimistic about Auburn's future under Gus Malzahn's tutelage, and certainly no matter who's the coach over there, I always pull for him.
Now you play for Auburn. You were quarterback.
I played at it. I was there. And
now, Larry, you started 1 to 4 years quarterback.
Well, I played. What that really meant? I won the job in the spring before my sophomore year, and I define that as we weren't very good at quarterback. But Lauren Carter actually wound up winning the job late in the season, became the starter in my junior year, and I was his backup. But neither here nor there, you know, it was a time that, you know, everybody wants to talk about college football today. It was different then. You know, when they signed quarterbacks or any player, they signed 45 guys. You know, now we signed 25 max, and so times have changed. We'd have 100 walk-ons, at Auburn, and so it was a great era, in my opinion, of college football. But what's going on now in college football is certainly exciting, and I'm glad I still have a chance to be a part of it as a coach at Troy University, a great place. We've got great leadership there. Dr. Jack Hawkins Jr. is our president, our chancellor. But it's like I told you guys a while ago. No matter if you're true blue and you're an Auburn man, you don't ever change. And I still pull for Chiz, I pull for Coach Malzahn, I pull for all of them.
And you've had a pretty good run at Troy.
We've won some games and won some championships, and probably got as many players in the NFL as anybody. I say almost anybody in the state active wise, and even Alabama, where I know Coach Saban is putting out great football players every year. And but we take pride in being open to the NFL personnel and allowing them in our place any day of the year, never questioning them about the reason they're there. And so our guys are pretty well known, and they I think the NFL people know more about our guys when it comes time to sign a free agency or be drafted in a certain round. So that's been our philosophy since 1991. I think it's been good for us.
Larry, you've been at Troy for how many years now?
This is the 23rd season as a head coach.
You got to be one of the
longest tenured
coaches. Exactly. Around anywhere.
Well, I think I'm second in the United States right now behind coach at Virginia Tech, who's been at his place a little longer than I've been at Troy.
That's great. And I wanted to ask you another question. This is kind of regressing back to your playing days when you played quarterback. I remember when, after Lauren played more quarterback than you late in your career, we had trouble fielding punts, and they put you back catching punts.
I didn't know you were that old.
That had to be more. I was a little kid watching. That had to be more nerve wracking than starting.
Well,
tell us about that.
A lot of things happen in Knoxville when you play in the SEC. And matter of fact, I've been to Knoxville two or three times as a player and as a coach at Auburn and as a coach at Troy now. But we had a day up there when they punted to us, and our guys who were deep, I think dropped a couple of them, and a couple of those guys were All-Americans. So, anyhow, Sam Mitchell, as I remember it, asked me after the game if I could catch a punt, and I said, I can catch it. I don't know what I can do with it after I catch it. But I wound up getting a job out of it and catching punts for the rest of the year. I got a great story. Paul Davis was a defensive coordinator, and he always tried to block punts. He loved blocking punts, so we do a 10-man rush up against Georgia, and they had a great punter, man, and he drew everybody. He was trying to free your out up in the middle to block the punt, with a 10-man rush, and he said he never could say my name just right, so he said, Blakely. He drew a little S down at the bottom of the grease board or chalkboard. He said, Blakely, that's you. If we don't block his punt, good luck.
There wasn't going to be a lot of blocking for you.
He was throwing you to the woods.
Yeah, catch it and get on the ground.
Now, Gilbert, how did you know Coach at while you were at Auburn?
Larry was young in his coaching career at that point. I think you were GA. What year did you GA up there?
I started in 77.
Yeah, I was there in 76 through 80 with Doug Barfield. And
right.
Larry was a GA, and we got to be friends then and been friends a long time. And I was real excited for him to come to Troy, and he's been very, very successful at Troy and just has had a great, great run there and just a super guy, and asset to the city and the community and asset to the Sun Belt Conference and an asset to Auburn University as well.
Well, I worked with Gilbert all the way up here on the airplane today. Make sure he said the
right.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
You obviously trust him.
He's going to pay me on the way back.
I do trust him.
It's going to cost him.
His son, Sam, played for us at Troy, and he's about to – he's now working in Mobile and representing us well. He's going to be a doctor one day probably.
Gilbert, what do you do these days?
I'm in the timber and timberland business in Troy, football fan besides that.
And was a good ball player at Auburn, too.
Monday through Friday, I played a lot of ball at Auburn. Then on Saturday, they usually gave me a day off. But it was a living.
Well, Coach,
I got a lot of TV time at Auburn. Receivers bring in a player once in a while. Didn't start, got to stand right by the coach. So they throw the camera over there.
Times have changed, though. We signal everything now. So.
Coach, we talked on the way over from the airport. Mm-hmm. You had a little bit of an opportunity to review Auburn's game footage with Arkansas State. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I had a feeling that that it would be maybe a closer game, even because of the knowledge of Gus's offense, especially. But Auburn really in my estimation, took it to them pretty good. Now, I don't know how the two 15-yard penalties figured in as far as the jerseys they wore, but they probably just brought one set, so they had to endure two 15-yard penalties. Arkansas State did. Arkansas State's a really good program, one of the hottest teams in college football. They won our league 2 years in a row, been to bowls. And I thought Coach Malzahn and the staff got after them really well and secured a win, and that's the main thing that you want. I'm going to say this right here. I wish Auburn and the University of Alabama would play Troy instead of playing everybody in our league and give us a chance to go to Jordan-Hare and play and give us a chance to go to Bryant-Denny and play. It'd be good for college football in the state of Alabama.
And go 0-11 this year, and I believe we can raise that.
Yeah. Yeah,
as long as you keep winning and going to bowls.
I don't really think that the coaches at either place would be worried about it. But it's a political thing, and I hope one day, before too long, it'll work itself out.
Now, is it Auburn or Alabama that's playing Samford next year?
Auburn has already played Samford in Jordan-Hare.
But I don't think Arkansas wants to play him again, do they?
It was a pretty close game.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of close games, Washington State beating USC last night.
Well, that's really a feather in Auburn's cap right there, in my opinion, because I thought that Washington State, they're sure enough air raid bunch now. They don't run it much at all. I think they averaged around 70 yards a game last year rushing. So when they're hot and they're on, they're really good. And I was real proud that Auburn certainly could take care of them in the opener. And, of course, the game that they just won gets them to 2-0, and I don't really know their schedule. But Washington State is a very capable passing football team. And if you go to sleep at the switch, they can get you. And they got them a big one yesterday.
Coach, you are you're playing a Thursday night game this week. Mm-hmm. Walk through with us as a head coach. What are you doing this week, getting your team ready?
Well, it's really difficult because we normally have on a Saturday game. We'll lift and practice on Sunday night, about an hour and 10 minutes, and just mainly to get the kinks out and put the game to bed. And then on Monday, we give them all day off. I mean, the kids go to class, and they all day they're off. We don't ask them to come to the building. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we prep. And then on Friday, most of the time, we're either traveling. If we're not traveling, we have meetings in the afternoon leading up to us going to a hotel and spending the night prior to the home game. Of course, if it's a away game, you travel. So you can see there's two or three days missing this week because we play on Thursday night. So now we got to practice on Sunday night, on their off day Monday night, and on Tuesday afternoon, and then we travel on Wednesday. So it's the same amount of prep. It's a little bit different. You don't want them to get all worried about the days of the week and all that kind of stuff. So we just try to make that schedule for them, let them know that schedule in advance. And we had a good team meeting today and put the game from yesterday to bed, and then we started in on Arkansas State. And to be honest with you, we've prepped a little bit on Arkansas State already.
You saying you looked past that game a little bit yesterday?
Well, we just tried to make sure that our units got a sniff of what they were going to face on Thursday night.
I got to say something. We would have a team similar to that when we played Auburn. And the coaches would say one game at a time, one game at a time. Yeah. And we'd practice on Tennessee all week. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really two games at a time.
Instead of that.
And then
we usually we'd always win that other game, but it would always be close.
Exactly. We did talk about trying to be honest about it with the kids. You know, we got a short turnaround here. We got a 10-day period where we got two football games. So we got to do a little bit of this and that. Normally they don't. And I thought our kids really handled the game at Savannah State, properly. And, we're supposed to win big, and we did win big. We had a good, clean operation. We had 55 yards in penalties the first half. It's the only thing that bothered. We had zero turnovers, and we got two, one for a touchdown. But we only had 20 yards in penalties in the second half, which I got on a little bit at halftime. And, you know, so, I mean, penalties and turnovers and those kind of things are really, really hurt your production, man. They'll keep you from winning a ball game.
You got in the Hall of Fame here pretty soon.
Well, a bunch of players got me in it.
Tell us about that. That had to be.
It was.
You are still coaching that and retired yet.
Yes, sir. I really was in awe of the situation. And, I never even considered being in the Hall of Fame, you know. But anything, the thing about it, you got to understand, and you guys follow college football, so you do understand. Anything that a coach does is because of players. And the players are what put me in Alabama State Hall of Fame. And I'm thankful to the opportunity and the selection, but it was players that put me there.
Gilbert, now do you follow Troy? Do you go to all their games?
I enjoy Troy ball and Auburn ball too. I just enjoy college football and the pro game too. I enjoy football, and so I've really been excited to have the success we've had at Troy. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been. Of course, it was huge for Auburn to win the national championship a couple of years ago, and we're looking forward to coming back to that level soon at Auburn, and I know everybody's excited about what's going on up there now. So we're looking forward to that. But I enjoy football in general, but Troy and Auburn especially.
Coach, we know you need to get back to Troy. We're looking forward to your speech tonight at the Over the Mountain Touchdown Club.
Thank you guys for allowing me to come up and spend time with you and visit with you. And, I hope we maybe create a couple of new Troy fans up here. I know there's some good Auburn people in here. But anyhow, thanks for the opportunity.
We appreciate you being here. Appreciate Gilbert flying you up. Hope to have both of you back on our show sometime in the future.
Be great.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
All right. Guys, we end our shows with a big war eagle. We're going to let you guys lead it off. And, Coach, I'm sure you're going to want to throw something in for Troy, too.
What is Troy?
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans. And War Eagle.
War Eagle, guys.
All right. War Eagle. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Thank y'all.